Hi, thank you for calling the Hair Relaxer Helpline. My name is Shireen, speaking to you on a recorded line. May I have the name of the person you are transferring?
Katia Pimentel.
And can you confirm the phone number for me, please?
305-986-5767.
Thank you. You can go ahead and transfer.
Thank you so much. You guys both have a great weekend, and best of luck to you, Katia.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye.
Hi, Katia. My name is Shireen, and I'll be further assisting you on a recorded line. Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the hair relaxer lawsuit?
Yes.
And did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
Can you say it again?
Did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No.
And are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter, or sign documents with another law firm?
No.
No, you are not willing to affirm, or
no,
you haven't signed?
I haven't signed nothing.
Okay, thank you. And have you or a loved one used hair straightening chemicals or relaxers within the last 20 years?
Yes.
And are you filing this claim on behalf of yourself or a loved one?
Myself.
Okay. And were you or a loved one diagnosed with cancer after using the hair relaxer?
Yes.
And what kind of cancer were you diagnosed with?
It's ovarian cancer.
What kind of cancer?
Ovarian.
Ovarian cancer? I'm so sorry to hear that. How are you doing now?
Oh, I did fine. They took it away.
Okay, I'm happy to hear that. I'll try to get through this as quickly as possible. I know it's not easy to talk about. What date was your diagnosis?
December 2023.
Okay. And what state are you located in? Or what state did
Florida.
You receive your diagnosis?
Florida.
Florida?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then can I get the name of the facility of where you were diagnosed?
Memorial Hospital West.
What city is this in?
Memorial Hospital West.
Yeah, what city and state?
Oh, Pembroke Pines, Florida.
So Memorial Hospital West?
Yes.
Is it Pembroke Pines, Florida?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And what is the name of the doctor that that diagnosed you?
Dr. Emil Adalat.
Can you spell the first name for me, please?
E like Edward, N like Mary, I like India, L like Lola. And the last name is A like Apple, B like Boy, D like Day, A like Apple, L like Lola, L like Lola, A like Apple.
Okay. Dr. Emil V. Abdullah? Abdallah?
Abdallah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Is this the same doctor that treated you as well?
Yes.
Okay. And when did you start? What date did you start your treatment?
On December 17th.
December 17th, 2023?
Yes.
And what kind of treatment did you do?
They do hysterectomy. They took my ovaries out, and then I get a chemo for
chemotherapy.
Yeah.
Did they take out both of your ovaries?
Yes, both. Hysterectomy.
Thank you so much for that information. I'm very sorry to hear that you went through that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Did you use hair relaxer of any brand name more than 4 times in 1 year before being diagnosed with ovarian cancer?
Can you say that again?
Did you use hair relaxer more than 4 times in 1 year before being diagnosed with cancer? Okay.
Yes, I usually to use 8 times a year.
8 times a year. Are you a resident of the United States?
Yes.
What is your date of birth?
12/30/1965.
You said December 30th, 1965?
Yes.
Happy early birthday.
Thank you.
Were you ever diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome?
No.
And do you have any other friends, family, or loved ones that also used hair relaxer?
No.
Okay. Can you confirm the state of where you used the hair relaxer?
Florida. I live
okay.
in Florida.
What month and year did you start using hair relaxer?
Oh, in July 2014.
And then when did you stop using hair relaxer? What month and year?
December 2023.
Okay. Did you use the product weekly or monthly?
Every 3 months, because like the relaxer used to be 3 months and then you have to do it again.
So monthly?
2 months, 2 months and a half, every 2 months and a half.
Okay. Yeah. So about monthly. And then you said you used it 9 times a year?
Yeah.
And then when you did the hair relaxer treatment, was it at a salon, at home, or both?
Both, sometimes both.
Where did you purchase it when you did it at home?
Walgreens.
Walgreens. And then I just want to confirm, you used hair relaxer products, was it for 9 years consecutively?
Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Because it's all supposed to be nice. It's good. It's, you know, we didn't know the
okay.
consequences, but it's always good.
Yeah, of course. You never know until after.
Uh-huh.
Where did you, what salon did you go to when you used the hair relaxer in a salon?
Oh, do you need the name of the artist?
Yes.
Need to look for that.
Do you know the name at all or no?
No.
Okay, it's okay. You can provide it to the attorneys if they ask for it.
Okay.
And then what brand did you use?
It's L'Oreal.
Dark and Lovely?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, you know.
And then did your cancer diagnosis happen 2 or more years after you first started using hair relaxer regularly for at least 1 year?
Yes, after a few years.
Thank you.
For a few years before.
Okay. And then can you confirm your gender for me?
My gender?
Yes.
Female.
And then your first name, is it K-A-T-I-A?
Yes.
And your last name, P-I-M-E-N-T-E-L?
Yes.
And your social?
My social security?
Yes.
091-68-1663.
Okay. Your email, I have your first name, last name, PA@gmail.com?
Yes.
And then the phone number I have for you, 305-986-5767?
Yes.
Is that your cell, your home, or both?
My home. My cell.
Your cell?
Your cell?
Yes.
Okay.
24/7.
Can I get your current address, please?
1161 Wingward Drive.
Can you spell the street?
It's WINGWARD Drive at Pembroke Pines, Florida. 33026.
Okay. Is there an apartment number or no?
No.
Okay.
No.
And then do you have a copy of your medical records or does the hospital have them?
Yeah, but the hospital have it.
Okay. And then if the attorneys did need these medical records from you, would you be able to do it by mail, electronically, or both?
Oh, well, yeah, I can do both.
Both, okay. And that's the last question. We do request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, we only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period. This precaution helps prevent disruptions in your case, and we found it necessary in the unfortunate instances where clients have become unresponsive. Does your emergency contact live with you or not live with you?
She lives with me.
Okay.
My emergency.
Okay, can I get the phone number, please?
Hold on.
Who is this person to you?
Oh, my sister, my daughter.
Your daughter? Can you spell your daughter's first name?
It's Klondi, K-L-O-N-D-I, and the same last name.
Thank you. And then the phone number whenever you're ready.
954-445-7298.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and review the information with you. If anything sounds incorrect, please feel free to interrupt me, okay?
Okay.
So you don't already have an attorney. You were diagnosed with ovarian cancer roughly around December 1st, 2023. You're filing this claim on behalf of yourself, and I have your diagnosing and treating doctor as Dr. Emil V. Abdallah, located at 603 North Flamingo Road, Pembroke Pines, Florida, zip code 33028. Diagnosing doctor phone number I have is 954-845-1190. You were diagnosed in the state of Florida. You used hair relaxer roughly around 9 times a year. You are a resident of the United States, and I have your date of birth as December 30th, 1965. I have the state that you used the hair relaxer in, the state of Florida. You used it from July 1st, 2014, roughly to December 1st, 2023. You used it for 9 consecutive years. You did it at both home and a salon. When you used it at home, you used it at Walgreens, or you bought it from Walgreens. You used the name brand Dark and Lovely. In regards to your treatment, you started your treatment December 17, 2023, and you did chemotherapy for 6 months, and you had both of your ovaries removed. I have your first name as Katia, K-A-T-I-A, last name Pimentel, P-I-M-E-N-T-E-L. I have your social as 791-681663. Is that all correct so far?
091.
091?
Yes.
091-681663?
Yes.
Okay. I have your email as your first name, last name, pa@gmail.com. I have your phone number as 305-986-5767. I have your address as 1161 Windward Drive in Pembroke Pines, Florida, zip code 33026. In regards to your medical records, you can provide them both mail and electronically if needed. And I have your emergency contact as your daughter who lives with you. Her first name is K-L-O-N-D-I, same last name. And her phone number is 954-445-7298. Is this all correct?
Yes.
Okay. Anything you'd like me to change?
No.
Okay, so the system's generating the documents. I'm going to have you put me on speaker. You're going to receive a text message. It's going to say DocuSign. It's going to have my name on it, Shireen Sakala, and there's going to be a link attached to it. I'm going to need you to click on the link, and I just need a couple signatures and initials from you before moving forward, okay? Should take about a minute or so to sign.
Mm-hmm.
You'll click on the link. It's going to ask you to agree to terms and conditions. And then hit start, and then it's going to lead you to all the places where you need a signature and initial. And then let me know once you're done, okay?
Yeah, I am done.
You're done?
No.
Oh, okay.
Yes, I don't.
Okay, let me check. Okay, perfect. So the way this process is going to work is, so the attorneys are going to contact you within 24 to 48 hours or sometime next week regarding your case. They just need to verify the information with you over the phone, so be on the lookout for their call. They won't be able to get started on your case without speaking to you, so please keep that in mind. I just sent you a text from a 949 number as well. That's my direct line. If you have any questions or concerns, please feel free to reach out to me. I'd be more than happy to help you. With that being said, Katia, okay. It was a pleasure speaking with you. I'm happy to hear that you're doing much better, and I'm wishing nothing but the best for you and your family, and I do want to thank you so much for taking the time to speak with me today. I hope I was able to make it easy for you.
Thank you.
Of course. Have a good rest of your day.
Thank you.